Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Markets, well, they're on a roll, aren't they? Three straight days of gains. The Dow up almost 500 points.
Yeah, a real relief rally taking hold. S&P 500 up 2%, NASDAQ even better at 2.7%. We're talking double-digit gains off the April lows now.
10%. Megacaps, chipmakers, they're leading the charge. SOX index up a hefty 5.6%, and MGK, the megacap ETF, not slouching either, up over 3%.
It's broad-based though, right? Not just the big names. Lower yields definitely helping. 10-year down to 4.31%, 2-year at 3.79%.
Uh-huh. And that jobs data, initial claims holding steady at 222,000. Not exactly screaming recession, is it?
Not at all. Now, existing home sales, that's a bit of a softer spot, down to 4.2 million. Affordability's a real issue.
Higher prices, higher rates. It's a tough combo. So looking at earnings, it's a mixed bag, wouldn't you say?
Definitely mixed. Chipotle, Southwest, decent results, but cautious guidance, though.
IBM's interesting. Big beat, good guidance, but...
That macro commentary, right? Clients hitting the pause button, especially in consulting. That spooked the market a bit. Stock down over 6% despite the solid numbers.
Yeah, a bit of a head-scratcher. Software segment was a bright spot, though. Up 7%, even 9% constant currency. Red Hat doing the heavy lifting there.
And that OpenShift platform, growing like a weed at 25% year over year. They're building a real AI powerhouse in that consulting business too. Over $5 billion in generative AI contracts.
But that Z17 mainframe launch mid-2025, with all this macro uncertainty, seems a little risky, no?
I'd say so. Could be a tough sell. Definitely need more color from IBM on that one. So Friday, Michigan consumer sentiment, that's the big data point. Consensus at 48.5 could be a market mover. We'll see if the rally can hold.
So lots of earnings to unpack here. It's a real mixed bag, isn't it? Some beats, some misses, guidance all over the map.
Yeah, exactly. A real grab bag. Chipotle, a little light on revenue, but...
But they gave full year guidance, right? That's something.
Definitely. And IBM, interesting case. Beat on earnings and revenue, raised guidance, but...
But the stock tanked. Down what, 6%? Something like that. That macro commentary really spooked investors.
Yeah, clients hitting the pause button, especially in consulting. That's a red flag for sure. But their software business? Pretty solid growth there, especially Red Hat.
And that OpenShift platform, growing like gangbusters. 25% year over year, if I remember correctly. They're building a real AI powerhouse too. Billions in generative AI contracts. But that Z17 mainframe launch,
mid-2025, with all this uncertainty, seems like a risky bet to me. I mean, who knows what the macro landscape will look like then?
Right? Tough sell, potentially. Need more color from IBM on that one. Now, some other interesting tidbits. Alaska Air guiding lower. Not a great sign for the travel sector.
And American Airlines, beating expectations, but holding their breath for Q2, it seems. Then you've got companies like Bristol-Myers Squibb, beating and raising guidance. Healthcare, a bit of a bright spot, perhaps?
Maybe. And look at Discover Financial, beating estimates. Interesting, given the upcoming merger with Capital One.
Oh, yeah, that regulatory approval came through. Big deal. And speaking of big deals, Columbia Banking acquiring Pacific Premier. All stock transaction. We'll see how that plays out.
Whoa, that's a lot of earnings to digest. Where do we even begin?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of beats and misses scattered throughout. Definitely a mixed bag, performance-wise. Let's start with the biggies, shall we?
Sounds good. Anything jump out at you right away?
Well, IBM CEO retiring in 2025. That's pretty far out, but still significant. And Inter Parfums guiding Q1 revenue above consensus and reaffirming their full-year outlook? That's a positive sign.
Yeah, definitely. But then you've got Jack in the Box, discontinuing their dividend and exploring strategic alternatives for Del Taco. That's not great.
Not great at all. Sounds like they're trying to shake things up. Now, Keurig Dr. Pepper, solid beat on both earnings and revenue, reaffirming guidance. That's reassuring, at least.
Definitely a bright spot. But Knight-Swift guiding Q2 EPS below consensus? That's concerning, especially with the broader economic uncertainty.
Yeah, transportation stocks can be a good economic indicator. Speaking of which, L3Harris beating on earnings, but missing on revenue, and providing guidance following a divestiture. Lots to unpack there.
Lots of moving parts. And Lam Research, beating expectations and guiding higher for Q4. That's good news for the semiconductor sector.
Definitely. Chips have been on a tear lately. Now, Las Vegas Sands beating earnings estimates and increasing their stock buyback authorization? That's a vote of confidence.
For sure. But then you have MarineMax lowering their full-year EPS guidance. Not a great sign for the leisure sector.
Interesting. Matador Resources, though, beating estimates, announcing a share repurchase program, that's a positive. Merck also beat and maintained guidance, which is good for the pharma sector.
Right, some winners and losers, as always. But what about some of these smaller companies? Procept Biorobotics raising their full-year revenue guidance, that's a good sign.
Absolutely. Small caps can be a good source of growth, but then you've got Procter & Gamble guiding lower on both EPS and revenue. That's a big name to see struggling.
Yeah, not a good sign. And Southwest Air providing a Q2 outlook? We'll have to see what they say. Hopefully it's not too pessimistic.
Fingers crossed. And speaking of deals, Pacific Premier being acquired by Columbia Banking in an all-stock transaction. We'll have to see how that plays out. But it's interesting given the current banking environment.
Whoa, that's a lot to unpack. Everything from trade wars and tariffs to eVTOL helipads and AI-powered shipbuilders. Where do we even begin?
Well, the political landscape is certainly lively. Trump potentially walking away from trade talks with China and rejecting tax hikes on the wealthy, that's going to have ripple effects.
Yeah, and those tariffs are causing a stir. 12 states filing lawsuits? That's a significant pushback. But then he wants to pass the Cannabis Safe Banking Act? That's a curveball.
Definitely a mixed bag. Then you've got Japan potentially buying more U.S. soybeans, which could ease some trade tensions. But China denying ongoing negotiations? It's a confusing picture.
It is. And what about that executive order on deep sea mining? That could be a game changer for certain industries. But Rand Paul's resolution on tariffs? Probably going nowhere fast.
Right. So moving on to the corporate front. Alibaba and Tencent stockpiling NVIDIA chips? That tells you something about where they see the future of tech.
Oh, what do you make of that?
Well, it suggests they're anticipating continued growth in AI and other data-intensive applications. It's a bullish sign for NVIDIA, for sure.
Interesting. And what about Allison Transmission being selected for India's FICV program? That sounds like a big win.
Huge. A multi-decade defense opportunity. That's not something to sneeze at. And Ansys collaborating with TSMC? More good news for the semiconductor space.
Lots of activity there. And that Archer Aviation approval for the eTOL helipad in Abu Dhabi? The future is now, apparently.
Yeah, things are moving fast. But then you have companies like Jack in the Box discontinuing their dividend and exploring strategic alternatives. That's not a great sign.
Not at all. It sounds like they're struggling. But Keurig Dr. Pepper, with a solid beat and reaffirming guidance, that's reassuring at least.
Definitely a bright spot. But Knight-Swift guiding lower, that's concerning. Transportation stocks can be a good economic indicator. And L3Harris, with mixed results and guidance after a divestiture, lots to unpack there.
Lots of moving parts. And Lam Research, beating expectations and guiding higher, that's more good news for semiconductors. They seem to be holding up well.
They are. And Las Vegas Sands increasing their stock buyback. That's a vote of confidence. But MarineMax lowering guidance? Not a great sign for the leisure sector.
True. Matador Resources with a buyback program? That's positive. And Merck maintaining guidance? Good for pharma. It's a real mix of winners and losers, isn't it?
It is. Procept Biorobotics raising guidance? That's a win for the small caps. But Procter & Gamble guiding lower? That's a big name to see struggling. And Southwest Air's Q2 outlook? We'll have to wait and see.
Whoa, that's a lot of news to unpack. Where do we even start?
Well, how about some of the bigger names? Meta cutting jobs at Reality Labs? Not entirely surprising, given the challenges they've been facing in the metaverse.
Yeah, that metaverse pivot hasn't exactly been a smooth ride. And speaking of pivots, Scotts Miracle-Gro focusing on lawn care after their marijuana hopes fizzled? That's a back-to-basics move for sure.
Definitely. And Southwest Air reducing capacity, blaming lower demand. Their CEO even said the airline industry's in a recession, according to Bloomberg. Not a great sign.
Uh-oh. Sounds like trouble brewing there. But some brighter spots, maybe? NVIDIA and Amazon saying AI data center demand isn't slowing. That's good news for the tech sector.
Yeah, definitely something to watch. And speaking of tech, NASDAQ increasing their dividend and partnering with AWS on next-gen infrastructure, that's a vote of confidence.
Interesting. Now, what about some of these M&A whispers? Merck potentially buying SpringWorks Therapeutics for $3.5 billion? That's a big deal. If it goes through, of course.
Big if. And some interesting moves in the financial sector. MGIC Investment announcing a $750 million share repurchase program. That's a lot of cash going back to shareholders.
Yeah, and Stellar Bank authorizing a $65 million buyback too. West America Bancorp also upping their dividend. Maybe some value plays there?
Possibly. And what about some of these smaller companies? Mineralys Therapeutics with positive phase 2 results published in the New England Journal of Medicine? That's a big win for them.
Definitely a feather in their cap. But Triller Corp getting a NASDAQ non-compliance notice? Not good. Sounds like they're having some internal issues.
Yeah, not a good look. But Roku with a new device lineup and software updates, they're trying to stay competitive in the streaming wars.
Good for them. And what about these upgrades and downgrades? ServiceNow getting upgraded by President's Capital Management with a $1,000 price target? That's a bold call. They're also partnering with a bunch of companies like DevoTeam, Vodafone Business, and Aptiv. Lots of activity there.
Yeah, they're definitely making moves. But then you have downgrades like Mondelez and Onsemi. It's a mixed bag, as always. Lots to digest here. From FDA clearances to hypersonic missile launches, it's never a dull moment in the market.
Whoa, lots to unpack here. Downgrades, initiations, earnings galore, and that all-important consumer sentiment data looming on Friday. Where do we even begin?
Well, let's start with those downgrades. OEC, Texas Instruments, Weatherford. Not exactly inspiring confidence, are they? Especially Weatherford going from strong buy to just outperform. Ouch.
Yeah, a bit of a red flag there. But hey, new initiations can be interesting. A10 Networks, Magnolia Oil and Gas. Always good to see some fresh perspectives.
True. And that Magnolia Oil and Gas target of $31? Pretty bullish, wouldn't you say?
We'll see. Now those earnings, a real deluge. Everything from MMM and DHR to TSLA and Goog. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Tell me about it. And IBM reporting after the bell on Wednesday? That one's always a market mover. Given their recent performance and that macro commentary, I'm a little apprehensive, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. Lots of moving parts there. But hey, at least we have that consumer sentiment data to look forward to on Friday, right? Could give us some clues about the health of the economy.
Hopefully. Consensus is at 48.5, which isn't exactly stellar. But hey, any positive surprise could give the market a boost. We'll see. Now this WaveWriter AI analysis, interesting stuff. Mixed signals for SPY and QQQ, huh?
Yeah, a bit of a head-scratcher. Upward trajectory recently, but is it sustainable? That's the million-dollar question.
Exactly. And that VXX decline, suggesting lower volatility, could be a good sign. But then again, it could just be the calm before the storm. Who knows?
Right, in the sector analysis, XLY and XLK showing strength, but XLP and XLU lagging. Classic risk-on rotation, it seems. But is it too early to call it a full-blown rotation? I'm not so sure.
Yeah, good point. And those key levels to watch. 550 for SPY, 470 for QQ, those are going to be crucial. A break above could signal further upside, but a failure to break through could, well, let's just say it wouldn't be pretty.
Whoa, lots to digest here. We've got market projections, sector analysis, individual stock picks. Where do we even start?
Well, that WaveWriter AI analysis gives us a decent overview. Cautiously bullish, they say. Interesting. 60% buying, 100% selling. What do you make of that?
A bit of a mixed signal, perhaps. The T2108 being bullish is a positive, but that bearish primary indicator, that gives me pause. And only 20% weekly neutral? Something doesn't quite add up.
Yeah, I see what you mean. They mentioned strong gains in tech and consumer discretionary, driven by earnings and easing trade tensions. Makes sense, given the recent market action. But are those gains sustainable? That's the question.
Right? They highlight Tesla and Boeing as strong performers. No surprise there. But easing volatility, is that a good thing or just the calm before the storm? Hard to say.
And those key economic data points. Durable orders, existing home sales, initial jobless claims, those could definitely throw a wrench in the works. We'll have to see how those numbers come in.
Absolutely. So their key takeaway is to focus on continuation setups in tech and consumer discretionary, but remain cautious. Sounds like good advice. Use support and resistance, watch for volume, the usual stuff.
Yeah, pretty standard, but their watch list, PLX, KGC, BCTX, NFLX, interesting choices. What do you think about those?
PLX and KGC for continuation, BCTX and NFLX for anticipation. I'd need to see the charts to really get a feel for those setups, but they seem reasonable, I guess.
Okay, moving on to their continuation breakout analysis. They're looking at a 30-day range with a focus on the last 10 days. They're seeing strength in tech and manufacturing with GWW and ROP as examples. Biotech and pharma are volatile, but with some bullish momentum. Energy and utilities are mixed, but rail is showing strength. Consumer discretionary and retail are stable, but facing resistance.
Got it. So bullish on industrials and manufacturing, cautious on biotech and pharma, mixed on energy, and neutral on consumer discretionary and retail. Fair enough.
Yeah, they like BNTX, RGen, and GWW for the next 2 to 3 days. BNTX and GWW have strong bullish signals, while RGen has bounced off support.
Okay, so let's break down those individual stock analyses. BNTX support at 117, 115, 113. Resistance at 121, 123, 125. They're expecting a breakout above 120. ATR of $3 to $4, aiming for 125. Entry around 117, stop below 115. Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, not bad. RGen, support at 143, 141, 140. Resistance at 146, 148, 150. Target of 148, ATR of $2, aiming for 146. Entry near 143, stop below 141. Again, pretty standard stuff.
And finally, GWW, support at 1015, 1010,000. Resistance at 1020, 1030, 1040, expecting a test of 1020 to 1030. ATR of $5, watch for a pullback to 1015. Entry near 1015, stop below 1000. A wider stop there, I see.
Yeah, a bit wider. So overall, a mix of macro context, sector analysis, and individual stock picks. Lots to consider. Traders should definitely do their own due diligence and manage their risk accordingly. But this gives us a good starting point for the next trading session. Always remember, these are just ideas, not financial advice.
Whoa, that's a lot of ticker data. So, we're looking at some potential breakouts in the next few days, yeah?
Exactly. Focusing on short-term momentum here, primarily based on the last month's price and volume action. We've got CGM, IMNM, ARVN all showing bullish signals.
Okay, so CGM. Continuing its bull run, tight consolidations, breakout volumes, sounds promising. Support at 8, resistance at 8.15, aiming for 8.35. Got it.
Yeah, entry near 8, stop at 7.90. Tight risk management is key here. We don't want to get caught chasing if it reverses. What do you think about IMNM?
IMNM, accumulation phase, potential breakout, volume supporting upward momentum. Support at 8.50, resistance at 8.70, looking for a move to 9. Entry near 8.30, stop at 8.20. Seems reasonable.
Right, and then there's ARVN. Steady staircase pattern hinting at institutional buying, always a good sign. Support at 895, resistance at 915, target of 935. Entry at 895, stop at 875, a bit more volatile perhaps?
Maybe, but the potential reward seems to justify the risk. Now, FLD and MSTR, they're from the tech sector, right? Similar pattern, but less aggressive.
Correct. FLD clearing resistance, consistent rise. Support at 4, resistance at 410, targeting 430. Entry near 4, stop at 390. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, and MSTR, strong gains, volume surges. Support at 346, resistance at 355, aiming for 360. Entry at 346, stop at 342. A wider stop there, I notice.
Higher price, higher volatility. Gotta give it some room to breathe. So overall, a bullish outlook for these tickers. But remember, this is short-term momentum trading. Things can change quickly.
Absolutely. Traders should always do their own due diligence, manage their risk, and not rely solely on this analysis. It's just a starting point. What about those other analyses, though? The ones with MP, Verve, Bulls, PLL? They seem to paint a broader picture.
Yeah, good point. The MP analysis talks about rare earth materials, consolidation, potential breakout. Similar story to some of the other tickers we discussed. Verve, on the other hand, biotech, high volatility, no clear bullish signals. One to watch, perhaps, but not necessarily a buy right now.
I see. And Bulls and PLL in the energy sector, stable prices, resilient despite fluctuating crude oil. Interesting. So, a mix of sectors and setups. Something for everyone, it seems.
Exactly. From high-growth tech to stable energy and everything in between. Traders need to find what suits their style and risk tolerance. But this analysis gives us a good overview of some potential opportunities in the next few days. Always remember, these are just ideas, not financial advice.
All right, so lots to unpack here. Tech, biotech, financials, even some crypto creeping in. Where do we even begin?
Well, that tech sector strength is definitely something to watch. MSFT and INTC leading the charge, both price and volume ticking up. That's a good sign.
Yeah, what about biotech and pharma? Those can be volatile, right?
They can be, but VSTM and AMLX are showing some serious upward momentum. Promising drug trials and approvals, that's what's driving investor optimism there. Definitely worth a closer look.
I see in financials, always a mixed bag, it seems.
True, but COF and BLK are holding up well, steady interest rate discussions and those macro factors are playing a role there.
Okay, so some bright spots in the market. What about the broader indices? SPY and QQQ.
Consolidating, but still holding steady. Stable volumes, slight price increments. They remain solid core holdings in my view.
Got it. So what about some specific tickers? Anything catching your eye?
Well, this analysis highlights VSTM, SPOT, and COIN as potential breakouts in the next few days. VSTM and SPOT with strong bullish signals, COIN riding that crypto wave. What do you think?
Interesting. VSTM breaking resistance with sustained volume, that's a good sign. And SPOT's vertical price movement after positive earnings, definitely some momentum there. COIN, though, crypto can be a wild ride, can it?
It can, but the overall bullish sentiment towards cryptocurrency is working in its favor right now. Now, they've got some pretty specific price targets and stop-loss recommendations here. VSTM targeting 780, maybe even 795, stop at 725.
Okay, and SPOT, 610, then 615, with a stop below 603.50, seems reasonable. What about COIN?
COIN aiming for 205 to 210s with a stop at 198.50. Again, pretty tight risk management, always a good thing.
Right? So overall, a bullish outlook for these tickers. But as always, traders should do their own due diligence, manage their risk, the usual spiel, right?
Absolutely. These are just ideas, not financial advice. But it gives us a good starting point for the next trading session. And with that, we wrap up another episode of Next Day Prep. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Catch you tomorrow.
And from me, a big thank you to all our listeners. Stay tuned, stay informed, and stay profitable. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.